What up, world? It's Ann Diggity, and this is another episode of the Road to Victory podcast. I feel like I'm bringing you classics after classics after Nah, I heard Pharrell say, he said, credit is given, is meant to be given, but not to be taken. So shout out everybody tuning in. Shout out everybody that's listening and that's been listening. Heard my cries, heard my laugh, heard my power. And shout out to you that heard and saw my weaknesses too. You know what I'm saying? Change it, adapt, growth. Again, we got not even a guest, man. This is a co-anchor, co-host. Legit, one of my favorite people, if not my favorite person in the world. You know what I'm saying? I got my brother in the building. I got Fresh in the building. What's going on?
Yes, yes. What it do, world? What it do?
Back at it again.
Back at it again. I appreciate that. Appreciate the love, man. You know, it's always a good time to be blessing the mic. I'm here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Always a good time to do it. The audience is probably like, oh, man. There we go.
This is just lyrical exercise for Fresh.
Yeah, you know.
Breathe easy.
Breathe easy. Two. What's good, though, man?
Anything good. Yo, let me start it off like this. Yes. Yo, I was feeling down all week, man. I ain't even gonna hold you. Down all week, I guess because I got sick. Yeah. And I was out, you know what I'm saying, all week, and I didn't accomplish nothing. I wasn't able to keep up with, like, my routine to continue on the path to drop over 100 pounds.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I was a little...
Looking good, too.
Oh, appreciate that, man. It's still a lot more work to do, though.
Right.
And, like, a lot of the... What's the difference between now and before?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would celebrate huge and not go back. I will always celebrate huge. It's like the only time you pray is when you got a prayer.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? When you pray for help and then you finally get the help and you stop praying.
Mm-hmm. Man, yeah. You gotta pray when you down, gotta pray when you up.
Right, bro. So It's like that. It gotta be consistent. It's not even consistent, bro. It just if your routine is off, your results are off.
Say that one more time.
If your routine is off, your results are off. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just beating myself up because of that. You know what I'm saying? And not being able to breathe, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it is the worst thing. Like, that's why I haven't, you know, that's why I'm really out here dying to live. Because SOB, shortness of breath, bro.
Yeah.
It is the worst, bro. It is the worst, man. And I know people go through it 24/7. You see the people with the can of oxygen tank.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they. I imagine what they going through, bro.
All the time,
so,
bro.
So not being able to breathe. So when I'm at full health, I ain't playing, bro.
Fact.
I ain't playing. I'm getting everything I want out of life, bro.
Badass. I'm gonna tell you like this though, cause good thing you taking your health seriously. Cause at the end of the day, your body's the only thing we own. That's the only thing we truly really own in this world.
Until you get married.
Say, yo, once that happens, that's it. You don't even own your body. Nah. If that's the only thing you're going to take with you. You feel me? You only get one.
And then our body is just the physical.
Right. You got to take care of the mental. You got to take care of the inside, outside, everything.
Your spirit, bro.
Spirit.
Your soul.
Got to make sure you're good from head to toe.
Yeah, so let me finish telling you, cuz. So I go to the supermarket, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that worked there, he was like, yo, bro, you lost a lot of weight. He was like, I'm sitting here telling my coworkers that's you.
Right.
He said, I'm sitting here talking. They like, nah, that ain't him. That ain't him. Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
That ain't him. He was like, yo, I that's him. I see him every day. That's him. And he was like, yo, I always see you walking in the park. He like, I always see you walking in the park, drink a lot of water, this and that, that and this. He like, yo, bro, keep going. Keep going. Right. That, like, yo, God know when and who to send when you need it, bro.
Facts. That's a fact.
I heard that. I was like, okay, we back. We back.
So that's all I needed. That's all.
You know what I'm saying?
I need it.
We back.
Facts. That's crazy because he noticed it. He saw it. Like, yo, I see you all the time.
And it's the fact that I don't even know who you're talking about. It's like, yo, they just sitting there having a conversation. You know, a group of, you know what I'm saying? Right. People working together. And they like, yo, that ain't him.
Talking about you.
Yeah.
I don't even know them. And they like, nah, no way that's digging. No way that's
digging. Yeah, and this is the first time he ever talked to me besides saying what up.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's what's up, though. That let you know, man. God, like you said. God, he got mysterious ways of sending people
to lift your spirit, bro.
Yeah, that message is gonna give a seed, and you like, oh shit, I need to keep going, cause he know you probably was like, yo, maybe it's not enough, maybe I don't want to go.
No. Mm-hmm.
You probably was feeling doubts or whatever. It's like, nah, keep going. So now what's the goal line? I know before you was like, yo, I want to lose that 100 pounds. Now you lost 100. What's next?
Now it's time to get that. It's time to get. The goal is to be the healthiest I've ever been.
Mm.
That's one goal. And the goal is to, you know, look the way I want to look.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Fit the way I want. Excuse me. The way I want the clothes to fit me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You want to. You want to look good.
Yeah, I want to look good. I want to feel good. And I want to feel good first. Facts. And then I want to look good.
Then you
want to
look good.
You want to be there. And then I want to look good. You know, it's funny. You was with me last week when I wore my first pair of skinny jeans.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You ain't even know.
I ain't even noticed. That's how skinny they was. I just thought you was out there dead at butt ass. I ain't even peek. I just seen the shirt. I was like, all right. You know what I mean? That's diggity new shit. He's like, nigga, look. Look at the jeans, dog. They skinny fit. These look like yo jeans. So, you know what I mean? That's moving on up, dude.
Moving on up.
So, I'm rooting for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, brother.
You know what I'm saying? And just keep going.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good, man.
Everything good?
Everything good, man. Just worry about this next move.
Mm.
But everything, you know what I'm saying, work is work. Working is working. You know what I mean?
Hey, work is right where I left it, man.
Right, exactly. Exactly where it's going to stay. I'm trying to figure out, get on this, you know what I mean? Just get on this new wave, because time ain't waiting for nobody.
And that's a fact. We 40, cuz.
Shit, almost. You got a few more months before you over that 35. You know how they be like, oh, 35 and under?
Yeah.
you got the 35 and over crowd. You part of the over crowd soon. And once you get to that point, you no longer, you man, you can't ride the kitty rides no more.
Right.
You feel me?
No, Ben's supposed to stop
Ben's
riding.
Ben's supposed to stop that.
The kitty rides.
Said, nigga, you too big for this one. I said, move out the way. Nah.
Right.
Now it's over. Now you can't even, bruh, you can't even wear fitted hats no more. You got to just straight wear fedoras and shit.
Yeah.
Once you get a certain age.
And the laundry mat with a tuxedo, bro.
Mm-hmm. You can't even wear basketball shorts unless you're playing ball. Like, you know what I mean? We get to that point where it's like, I gotta have I gotta wear a button up shirt for every day. Like, yo, where you going? going to do my laundry. Like, I'm going grocery shopping. I'm going, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to run some errands looking like you about to go to church.
Right.
Then to that point, because you can't look like a teenager or a college student no more.
Mm-hmm. Yo, cuz.
Yeah, man.
I think I'm ready for love, man.
I hope so, man. It's about that.
Nah, for a long time, I've put up the wall.
Right. It's about that time, man.
About that time. About remember that time. When we talk about dying to live?
Yeah.
Dying to live, man. And not just live, but share the wonderful experiences of life with someone special.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And
your person out there.
I just, you know, the game plan is to continue to work on yourself and continue to self-love and create an abundance of happiness for yourself on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when you meet somebody and if they're on that level and they have that to themselves, we can share that
right.
Instead of depend on each other to make each other happy.
Mm.
You and your wife ever went through that? Like depending on each other to make each other happy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it healthy or was it like
I would tell
toxic?
You right now, this is what most people don't realize when they get messed up, when they get in a relationship, and when they get married. First of all, I don't want to get off the topic, but first thing you should do is have counseling, right? This is for marriage couples. Always have counseling. Have premarital counseling. First thing I had before we got married, right? First thing that was pointed out to us when we had counseling was when you get married, understand, right? It isn't about being happy. If you want to get married for being happy, you in it for the wrong reason. Me and my wife looked at each other and was like, oh, because you want to be happy. Like, what the fuck? However, my goal, right, as a husband, is to make my wife happy. So that means learning everything I could about my wife, learning love languages, whatever. Everything inside and out, and vice versa. So her goal is to make me happy. So if she pouring into my cup, filling it up, and I'm pouring into her cup, filling it up, both our cups is full. So we both happy, we both getting what we want, but we no longer pouring into our own cups. At the beginning, it's hard because, like you said, you're so used to being dependent on, you know, well, not used to being dependent on, but you don't want to depend on, like, oh, I got to rely on her to be happy or whatever. It's not toxic. It's just when you single, you used to pouring into yourself, your own cup, to make your own self happy.
Because
that's just survival instinct. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I'm a dude. What makes me happy, right? Like, that's just, I ask my 5-year-old right now, like, yo, you want to do something that's going to be fun, or do something that's not fun? He going to pick the fun all the time. So it don't matter how old the person is. They going to be like, all right. But it gets to a point where it's like, all right, cool. You no longer got to think like that. Because if you like, yo, I come home, I like to come home to a home-cooked meal, house clean, this, that, and the third, and you live by yourself, you want to come home, you know how your house is going to look when you come home, when you live by yourself.
Right.
Right? You know, if I left it in a mess, or I come home, it's going to be a mess. If I woke up and I cleaned my bed, I made everything up, straightened up before I went to work, I come back home, it's nice and clean, right?
Yeah.
When you dealing now, you together, you don't know what your house gonna look like when you come home. So you gotta be like, look, this is how I like my house. This is how, you know, this not even this how I like it, but you know what I mean. Basically, like, oh, yeah. This is what make me happy.
Right.
And Hopefully.
So when those are not met, is it kind of disrespectful? Say like, all right, you home, right? You like a clean crib. You home and you like a clean crib. You got the candles lit.
Yeah.
You know, and you work better. You work better, you know, when it's clean because it's clarity, right?
Right.
Wifey come home. She don't work all day. She tired. She throw her sneakers in the middle of this, her shoes in the middle of the floor. Just toss the jacket.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it kind of, would it kind of deserve your peace or, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I mean, you can't, like, of course you'd be like, oh man, that would be it. But you can't let it get to you. You can't let it, you can't be like, yo, I'm gonna be mad at her for this.
Yeah.
If it's bothering you, like, damn, if I came home and my shit was clean and all that, and then she got in and her bags were on the floor or whatever, I'm gonna be like, yo, come on, man, move this shit. Or, you know, move your bags. If it bothers me, I'm gonna move it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's one of those situations where it's like, all right, if the shoes not where the shoes need to be, I'm gonna put the shoes where the shoes need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna be. Before, like, that's something, that's why, like, when you think about the stuff, right? Like, how relationships are.
Because yeah.
People, like, nowadays, people would be like, they don't want to, you know, like, yo, I'm not living with someone unless I'm married.
Mm-hmm, right.
That's cool. Once you get married, y'all move in. You're going to have to, it's going to be a lot of figuring out to do. But if you love each other and y'all keep God in your relationship, then it's going to be smooth sailing. It's people that get married for the wrong reasons nowadays. And those be the ones that
don't make it.
Right, unfortunately, don't make it. Pardon. So you ain't try to, you know what I'm saying? You ain't try to be those shit where it's like, yo, first of all, you gotta understand what you do with half of these scenarios ending divorces, right? You know what I'm saying? 50% of marriages end in divorce, probably more than that. And people be playing games with it. Can't play games. Gotta make sure you on point. And it's like, yo, don't sweat the small stuff. You know what I'm saying? Life's too short to be arguing about damn shoes or whatever. Like, my wife, she get on me all the time for having ashes in the bathroom. Like, if you speak to her, she'll be like, yo, that's gonna send me to my grave. As many times I told this dude, yo, get the ashes. Like, sometimes it won't even be, I would be smoking in the bathroom. It would just, you know what I'm saying? It just from earlier something. Oh, I just emptied out my shit and it ended up splashing everywhere. And I was in a rush. But, you know, it ain't like that's gonna cause her to be unhappy to the point where she kicking me out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, all right. Ain't nobody perfect. Got to deal with everybody's flaws. Everybody got flaws. You know what I mean? We all got them. We got to accept them for what they are. But just the biggest understanding is understanding that, yo, my job is to make my partner happy. And I tell my partner what I want. My partner tells me what she wants, and you know what I'm saying. In return, we making each other happy.
That should go live.
Right. Went live one time, man. You know, we go live. It's always a situation.
What you think?
I don't know, man. We gotta turn the camera the long way though.
Then.
Of course, if you want to do it, you got to turn it the wild way.
I don't know, cuz. I think You know, for a long time, man, I guess it was the fear of responsibility of being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking about this on the last episode with Tay.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I always felt like, you know, I got four sisters and I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? That big brother that, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, most of my relationship with women is like, it's not, I don't know, man, how you even explain this. Like, how it's different feeling comfortable around men and, you know what I'm saying? And then women. So even with my moms, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just, women, you know what I'm saying? It's just, and I want to get better at that, bro. I want to get better at being comfortable around women.
Only way you're going to do get better at something is by doing it.
Repetitive, yeah, right?
You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's like, all right, what makes you uncomfortable? Like, what is it that you'd be like, damn, I'm not.
I guess because I could talk to you and tell you things that men would never tell women.
Right. Alright. The number one thing, right, and I'm going to say this on the podcast, because this is, I don't even know. This is, I wouldn't say this is the number one thing, but one of the biggest things, right? And for my advice from me to you would be, right?
Hold on. Hold your thought. Do not lose it. Mm-hmm. Do not lose it. And I say it like this, like the perfect example of why it's so easy to meet male friends is like, yo, I met a dude by a chick was walking by and she had the crazy big butt, right?
Yeah.
And we both was like, wow. It was like, and then he like, that was crazy, right? I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, my name is Bob. How you doing? And just like that. And we've been cool ever since.
You know what I'm saying? Found common ground.
That's why it's so easy. Like, dudes is dudes.
I feel you. But I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest problem, or not the big, like I said, not the biggest problem with you, but like, all right, with Diggity, right?
not with me, but Diggity.
Yeah, not the biggest problem with Diggity, right? With you. And it's not a problem. It's just, you got to understand the difference, right? When we was young, I always remember this shit. Niggas was 13, 14, we was 14. It wasn't even 30, we was 14 because we was old enough to have Metro cards at this time. So we was about to go out. We was in my mom's room because that room had the computer in it at that time.
Bro, yeah.
Nah, this is, I don't even know shorty name, but it was you was in high school at this point.
I remember the story you about to tell.
And we was about to go out, and you set it up, cause you know, nigga, you know high school. I went to Grady, nigga. It was no girls in Grady. Your school had thousands or whatever. So it was like, you like, man, I always got the girls in my school.
You married a girl from my school.
That's how real it is. That's how true it is, right? So this was freshman year, I guess. Yeah, so we were 14. And we was about to go out, and the girls we was going out with was taking long. Like, I guess we was going to meet them on Union Square. Because we was coming from Coney Island, so I guess that makes sense. Meet them on Union Square or whatever. And Shorty was like, my fault. She was like, yeah, I'm ready, but my bitch ain't. Right? And you was like, hey, yo, tell that bitch that. We on AIM. We on AOL Messenger. So you typing this. You feel me? It's not like you talking. You typing it, my nigga. And you said, yo, tell that bitch to hurry up. And she was like, yo, whoa, only I could call my friends a bitch. We ain't going now. And it was a whole, you know what I mean? They dubbed the whole shit. So ever since, I'm like, yo, nah, you don't say that, bro. But ever since then, it's like, yo, you gotta chill. You can't, it's certain things you can't say.
Yeah.
And there's certain things you could. You feel me? You can't. Some people, they just gonna say whatever they gonna think.
Right.
Now, you old enough to understand having a filter and not you old enough to know. You worked places to know.
Yeah.
Yo, I gotta be different.
Right.
You know what I mean? I gotta be Anthony or I gotta be Diggity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes certain situations call for certain shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Maybe when you were around the females, you like, I want to be Diggity. It's a battle between Diggity and Anthony. Badass. You be letting Diggity win. You gotta let it win sometimes.
You gotta let it win. Yo, that's the name of the podcast. You gotta let it win sometimes.
You gotta let it win sometimes, man. That ass. I ain't gonna hold you. I had a situation like that. That's why I'll never forget, man. I was in high school. This was my senior year. I got caught up with two joints. Like, I don't know. I probably told this story before. I don't know. But I had it was two joints that was I was supposed to link up with. Not even supposed to link up with. It was one joint I was supposed to link up with, one girl that my homegirl knew. My homegirl had set everything up, and me, her boyfriend and her friend, so the four of us was all supposed to be at coming to my crib, you know. I think I told the story. I always had the open crib growing up, you know that. And as I was waiting for the friend to get off of work to come to the hood, I seen this other girl walking with my other friend from the block. And we immediately hit it off. Like, she was flirting for me from across the street. Yeah, I was telling you, like, she was walking by your grandmother building, whatever. And she was flirting with me from there. I'm from the white building across the street. There's no way you could see a nigga from across the street like that. So once I got close, I was like, oh, nah, that's a wrap. But anyway, long story short, when I got caught up, I remember talking to my brother about it. This nigga B, he was like, yo, you was trying to be fresh. You was trying to be cool. That's what happened. You got caught up. I was like, yo, damn. Ever since then, I was like, yeah, I bet. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta sometimes you can't be like, yo, I'm be Diggity today. Smooth it out. I'm gonna have to, like, confidence is a stain, bro.
It's not even confidence. I was talking to Chuck. Chuck was on two episodes ago.
My nigga Chuck.
And Chuck was like, yo, it ain't confidence. She said, yo, I seen you confident. Yeah. You went to a party and said that you was leaving the party and you was coming back with a joint, a random joint, and I came back.
Yeah.
He was like, I always see that side of you, so I don't know, what are you talking about? He said, what you lack is self-awareness.
Right.
Self-awareness. So it was like, confidence is not the issue, it's just self-awareness.
Okay.
Like you said, I never even thought about it, Anthony versus Diggity.
Yeah, man, you gotta understand. Because
it is two sides, bro. It is. That's crazy.
Everybody got two sides. Some people say three. Because you got the side that you don't show. You know what I'm saying? That nobody sees.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the
work.
And then you got Ant.
Then you got you hanging around your boys.
And then there's the one that nobody sees when you by yourself.
The one when you get a new girlfriend, you like, right. Who this dude?
Right, exactly.
Are you opening doors?
I
pulling
heard,
out chairs?
I think I saw that shit today. It was like, I love the person that you are in the first 6 months of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Some shit like that. I was like, oh wow. It was like, yo, oh, some. There was like, yo, not I love. There was like, yo, not I love, but there was on some. You know, everybody is the best version of themselves in the first 6 months of a relationship.
Yeah,
it's like, oh shit.
Yo, I talked to this girl at my dialysis, right? She was my nurse, right? Treating me. Mm-hmm. She talked to me a whole hour. As soon as I came in, she looked up my birthday. She was like, oh, you Aquarius? She was like, oh, good. Because I'm talking to an Aquarius, and you got to tell me how to keep him. I love her. How long y'all been dating? 2 months? So, oh, my God. I want him to want me. This and that. Tell me everything. I'm like, yo.
This,
you know what I'm saying? She was going. I'm like, slow down.
So everybody going to be the best version of themselves for, like, that first 6 months. It never reminded me of a Lupe verse. And he was like, but he didn't say that. He said,
relationships are the first half an hour.
Nah. He said, you can't trust what each other say for the first 3 months. That's what he was saying in some song. He was like, you know, you can't trust what each other say for the first 3 months. But relationships is crazy. Thank God I haven't been in a new relationship in over a decade. So
this single stuff is... It has its ups and downs. Like, when all you worried about is you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Until freaking the text stop coming in, the phone start ringing.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And then you just on Instagram. And don't ever get on Instagram when you're not feeling like yourself.
Facts.
What?
Instagram's a dangerous place. Even when you feeling like yourself, Instagram is just dangerous.
Yeah,
you feel me? Before I was explaining this shit to my mans. It could have been you, I don't know. But I was explaining this shit about lady shit. I'm like, yo, I don't know how. Nah, it was Ty, cause we always talking about, like, on Twitter, the single shit, or it could have been when we pulled up to Edenville, when I seen him in person. But I forgot. But we was talking. And it was like, yo, bro, I don't know how y'all niggas do it, bro. Like, this shit is hard. I could have, like, not as hard because I ain't doing it, but I can imagine how it would be if you out there trying to find somebody in this day and age where shorty got, if depending on how many followers she got, that determines how hard it is going to be.
Or if she on the gram twerking and that's how she get followers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You like, y'all got to compete with this. Or I got to worry about this. I got to worry about all this extra shit that...
She only listen to the stuff like, yo, you are a woman.
Wow shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, man, listen, I don't need no nigga. I'm this... And you... It's crazy because you see what's going on with like the Keke Palmer joint.
Yeah,
that shit is just
real
terrible.
Life.
It's they mess. I mean, I don't give a damn. I've been stopped worrying about rich people problems or famous people problems. So I could give a damn about what's going on. Yeah. But for some reason, somehow, some way, something's telling me this shit is all. This shit was all planned. Like, yo, they knew this shit was gonna happen before it happened. Like, all right, bam, she gonna get pregnant by somebody nobody knows or whatever. Her status gonna go up. Then they gonna have a public breakup, and we gonna profit off of that, nigga. Cause not. No, nothing is ironic no more. You know, but, oh man, what's the irony? Nah, it was planned.
It's all numbers. Yeah. It's all numbers. You look at the percentage of, you know what I'm saying, broken up people and stuff like that, and how they could get a bag out of a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff. Everything is like calculated. That's why you gotta have a strong foundation with you, whatever you do, bro.
It's not even all numbers, all money, man. Like they said, man. Because people take the quote wrong. The love of money.
You think people, like, in the neighborhood we in now, right? What's this, like, middle class and stuff like that? You know, and everybody's all bunched in, and everybody's getting some type of income, right?
Yeah.
So... why not put, you know, especially in our neighborhood, why not capitalize and put alcohol, put a liquor store? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a million people over here. You know what I'm saying? let's throw pizza. Pizza like people. How many people like pizza in this area? We gonna throw a pizza shop. All everything just like calculated.
Nigga, how many smoke shops in the area?
This one, you know, everywhere. Saying? How many barber shops on my block? 30.
Man, big. That's wild.
You
go from here to the Chase.
It's 4 or 5 barbershops, bro.
You got as many on your block as I got in my neighborhood.
Crazy, bro.
5 barbers in Coney Island.
And they all Spanish, so right? So they'll work for 9 months and then go back to DR for 3 months. Yeah. So I gotta switch barbers every time they go back home.
Every 9 months?
Yeah. But they all fire though, bro. And I noticed that because I used to go to the barber that charged the least.
Yeah.
And you don't get the same thing that the people charge more. That was a life lesson for me, man. A life lesson. If you pay or put in stuff, if you pay like cheap. Or you have to do something, the results you gonna get back. I'm paying this dude $10 for a shape up. My face is breaking out. You know what I'm saying? He ain't cleaning this joint.
He's like, what the hell? He just shaping you up right after people.
Now I'm paying $25 for a shape up, but they cleaning the joint in front of you, and they giving you the luxury joint. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They gives you a new cape after every customer.
You know what I'm saying? He got the gloves on. He got the nice equipment.
He shape you up with the razor.
With the razor, give you the face wash, hot towel.
I remember the first time that I experienced that, nigga, I thought I was gonna die. I was like, yo, they about to take me out. This is it. This is, they coming to get me. I watched too many gangster movies.
Yeah.
I was like, this is how I'm gonna go. I don't even know him. What the hell? I just got here. Poppy, what's going on?
But
I was clean.
But so many of us look for that shortcut, man. And I'm living proof, like, yo, there ain't no shortcut to this thing called life, man.
Ain't no shortcut, man.
Ain't no shortcut. You might as well do everything right to your best ability, man, no matter what it is.
Yeah.
Because when that real opportunity comes, you'll be ready.
Right.
You ain't got to get ready. A lot of times we go through life, for instance, like, Say somebody want to fight you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't tell them, like, hold on, let me go work out real quick. And then we go,
see,
you know,
let me get ready. So, I mean, unless you a boxer, you know what I mean? That's about it. But other than that, ain't no nigga on the street gonna be like, I let you get a little stretching.
Right.
let you get ready, let you loosen up. Like you about to go play ball. Like, yo, let me get a couple of shots before. Say, yo, let you get a couple of jabs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before we go and tussle. Now, what my man say? What he say from Snowfall? Like, man, squabble. You better learn how to squabble. Say, man, y'all niggas better learn how to squabble. So. You know what I mean? It ain't going like, what? Disrespect somebody in the street. Like, yo, before we squabble, nigga, hold up. Let me stretch. It's all right, go ahead. Nah, it's just happy. You got to be ready.
Yeah, you literally got to be ready in every area because you never know, bro. You never know when God going to bless you with an opportunity to change everything for you.
Facts, man.
You know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at right now. Where I'm at right now, everything I want, it's not a want like materialistic things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything I want, it's like something physical that'll carry me, you know, through and through life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to get it. I'm going to do what's necessary to get it.
Facts, man. That's it. That's what you got to say.
We talking mentally, emotionally, financially. You know what I'm saying? I would walk through life like the Fresh Prince when he was in that prep school.
Facts, man. Swag it out. And understand, like, yo, where's your oyster?
Well, it's your oyster, truly. I heard something today, happy dying.
What?
He was like, what sense does it make to go through life unhappy and go to hell? Is that, what sense do it make? You're going to go through, like, unhappy and you going to hell?
And you going to hell? You might as well do something. You know what I'm saying? You might as well smoke crack, nigga. Hell, at least you going to be happy. One of them.
I asked your brother that.
What?
I said, yo, you ever preach a sermon? You know, your brother a pastor.
Yeah.
So I like, you ever preach a sermon? Talk about you gotta be as ambitious as a crackhead when he leave the house with zero and come back hot. Leave the house with no money.
Nothing, bro. Their ambition level is on 1,000. Like, there's nobody more, you know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up in the hood. Niggas will sell you anything.
Right.
Niggas will sell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bro, I got a person for sale. Give me $10. I'll bring this nigga to the house right now. Clean this whole shit. Give me $20. Like, what? I remember my cousin. This nigga Ty the Truth, man. I remember this nigga.
Yo, well, I was just on the phone with him.
This nigga, shout out to Ty the Truth, man. That nigga's truly one of a kind, man. It's my nigga right there.
Yo, for real. At the family reunion, I hugged him like no tomorrow, bro.
Yeah, that's my guy right there, man.
Multiple times.
But I remember he knocked on the door. It was later than this. Yeah, it was definitely later than 2. It was like 4 in the morning, probably. You know us. We out. It's summer. We out all night, so it did. You know what I mean? I was up. We was up. The door, he probably didn't even knock. The door was probably just open at that time. Who knows? He came in the crib with hot dogs at 4 in the morning, bro. Like a fresh pack of hot dogs. We like, yo, bro, where you get this shit from, cuz? He like, nigga, the feed, like, crackhead, just gave me some hot dogs, nigga. Yo, Dodi shit's in the oven, cuz. It's like, what? It's like, yo, fresh, you know I got this shit. Nigga, we good. This shit fresh out the pack. Like, nigga just came from Pathmarker, so. I'm like, man, all right. I'm throwing this shit on the grill, man. We're going to throw this shit on the oven, I mean. Fuck it. Niggas is hungry. It was 4 in the morning, bro. Like, where the fiend getting hot dogs from? He done robbed. He done stole food from his family. Somebody done went shopping with the EBT. Nigga done came out with a fresh pack of hot dogs. I done seen some shit, man, living in the hood. But they going to make a way. Niggas be wildin', but they gonna make a way. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta, like still leave the house, like you said, with nothing. Come out with enough money to get high for 3 days. But how the fuck did they do that? But that ambition, man, it's unmatched. Crackhead level was unmatched.
What gets you out the bed?
Get me out the bed.
What got you out the bed today?
Besides the alarm? Nah, no alarm today. Everything I do, bro. I mean, especially the last 5 years. All family orientated. My son, y'all worry about Kobe. Get up, worry about him. Whatever. You know what I mean? Make sure he's straight. Make sure he be good. Make sure he good. And then it's take it from there. And I need to plan more.
Yeah, bro.
I need to plan. That's the biggest thing. I was watching one of these. I think it was Nipsey's quotes because it was his birthday recently. Rest in peace, Nipsey, man. But he was like,
yo, once you plan, you know, you got your plan, you work your plan, ain't nobody gonna stop you. Ain't nothing can stop you.
Yo, that's the craziest thing because
it's so simple.
My thing is the weekends, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the weekdays, I'm like, all right, let's take care of everything during the weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
There's some weekends where I literally don't get out of bed because I don't plan.
Right.
All right, what are we doing today? What are we doing? Just because we got a day off, we still got to build a life, bro.
Still got to work. Ain't no days off.
You know what I'm saying? We still got to build a life. Still and then, you know, wasting weekend after weekend after weekend after weekend. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Doing the same shit.
Shit. It's crazy. If you want to be busy, I we'll have some work. Watch. Every weekend going forward, like soon as September come, which is almost like tomorrow. Like
next week.
Yeah. Soon as that month come, it's like, yo, I'm not even going to be off on the weekends. I'm going to be, you know what I mean, be working, getting to it. Right. Plus, I'm going to, you know, you got to rest. You got to have your day off. You know what I'm saying? You gotta take some time off to rest. God give us the day off to rest. So we gotta take some time. Even if it's like, yo, I'm not even going. You know, I know a lot of people don't observe the Sabbath, but even if you take some time off, do it. You know, I'll try to do nothing till sundown Saturday night. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I will take a rest Friday night, Saturday night. You know what I mean? I'll try not to party. I won't go out. Come home from work. Don't do nothing. And then if it's something I got to do that weekend, all right, Saturday night, I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to start. That's where I'm going to start. But a lot of people, you know, they'll be like, oh, I got Friday. I got Saturday and Sunday off. Saturday, I got to get to work. I got to do this and that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta remember, don't overexert yourself. Even if you're not religious, you still need to take a break. So take some time. If you gotta rest and be like, yo, I'm gonna do something Sunday afternoon, cool, do it. But
shit, I don't even know what I'm doing tomorrow.
Shit. Me either. Shit, but that's
it's Saturday night, Sunday morning. I'm thinking about Monday.
Right. Like, man, I'm already getting ready for work. I'm like, man, tomorrow I ain't doing nothing. Tomorrow I'm getting ready for work because it's Sunday. Got one more day. I got, you know what I'm saying? Got 24 hours tomorrow. Just relax, get everything ready for the week.
Right.
And I ain't gonna be doing that no more because that shit don't get you nowhere. Been doing that shit for years. You go to work, weekends off, get ready for the week. It's a cycle. Cycle.
Yeah,
cycle.
Yeah. It's time to grow from that.
And the only way, you gotta put that work in. Yeah.
I'm ready, bro.
And that's why it's like, yo, my next move, I'm telling my man, listen. My next move gonna be the best move, cause everything that people do, somebody once sat there and was like, "Yo, I'm tired of doing this shit.
Right.
I need to create my own."
Right.
And they created motherfucking HBO. They created
Facebook,
Twitter, Amazon, whatever Netflix. Whatever.
And look at this shit, right?
Yeah.
Netflix is just a place, and Hulu, most of their content came out in the 80s and 90s.
Right.
And they're getting paid off of that.
Yep. Like, I remember.
It's not even new content, bro.
Facts. It's some old shit. It's like, I remember, like, It's not the same, but it's like the same thing how people making money off of shit that's not theirs, right? Back like 10, 15 years ago, probably, because this was before even iPhone, everybody still iTunes and shit. There was like, yo, Apple is the number one music supplier in the world, and they never printed or pressed a CD. Or a record
or a tape. Never. And they never made a song. They never even had a record label. You know, like, but they were the number one music supplier in the world. Why? Because of iTunes. And it's like, they just took over the shit. It's like, yo, we're just going to take over everybody's shit, make them pay to play this shit, and that's it. 20 years later, everybody's either streaming or whatever. Everybody either uses Apple Music or Spotify or something like it. And it all started because of Apple back when they got iTunes. Like, man, we got millions of songs. Right. We never even made a CD. Or, you know what I'm saying? And they the number one music supplier. So they getting rich off of other people's shit. Same with these other. It's like, it's, that shit is, once you think about that, you like, yo, that's crazy. And, you know, it's bugged out. But it is what it is. But somebody, you know what I'm saying, was like, man, I'm tired of doing this. I got to do my own thing. And they did their own thing. And they started their own thing. And that shit led to the companies, the Walmarts, the Targets, whatever we using now. So it was like, yo, the difference between them and us, besides a hedge fund account, is just the ability, just them saying, yeah, I'm gonna do something. You feel me? Some people don't got, they ain't lucky enough to have the hedge fund, to have the money. Some people, they don't need it. They go out there and say, yo, if I build it, it's gonna come. Builds.
So. Right. Because what do you want to do in your relationships that's different from your parents?
What I want to do in my relationship that's different from my parents?
Yeah.
Shit, stay together. That's the big, just beat it. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't, my dad, he was dead, but he wasn't there. It's a wild shit. Like, it's pictures with him and my brother. Him. And your uncle. You know what I mean? Like him with the family. Way before me. Once I got around. Once, you know, I was here. He was out the picture. So it's a little crazier than that. But you know what I mean? It was like, alright, I know for one, when I do become a father, this is before I had my son. It's like, I ain't going nowhere.
Right.
So that's the biggest thing right there. Being there, making sure my kids see a family, see an active man in their household. Because that's important. Everybody needs a father figure. You know, I had my brothers look up to. Luckily, my brother had a good head on his shoulder. But
he told your brother a pastor, right?
Yeah.
And he told me that Mustafa. He was like, yo, he just had his first kid. He ain't had no money. And Mustafa was like, yo, just sell drugs, man. Sell this crack, man.
Yeah. He was so dead ass.
And he was like, I don't want to do that to my people. He says, just sell it to the white people. Then. And he was dead serious.
Yeah, he was telling me that. Not recently, but he told me that story. He was like, yo, he was so sincere. This is the funniest thing. Like, what? And for people that don't know, that's my mom's ex-husband.
They was married?
Hell yeah. Yeah, they had a wedding and all that. You wasn't there.
Nah, I don't even remember that. I just remember one.
Remember, it was one day, just coming over, the dude just cursing me out.
That ass. Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. You're like, what you want, man? Laquan ain't here. Oh, all right. Because I used to come to the crib while you was outside.
Fact. I used to always just leave you in the crib. And see how crazy that shit was? Hey, what you want, man? Like, nigga, this is my aunt house. What the hell? I'm coming to see my cousin. Come to see my friend. But yeah, he was a wild nigga. He was a... And I ain't got... I mean, like... I don't wish nobody ill. Nothing like that. But I ain't got nothing nice for that. I ain't got nothing good to say about that dude. So, you know what I'm saying? He was just a wild dude. He ain't teach me shit but how to roll up. Nah. He was, you know, played ball a couple of times. But, like, for the most part...
A father figure?
Hell no. Not in the slightest.
Well, my pops wasn't like that either. My pops... Love language was the streets. That was his love language.
It was hard for them to, you know what I'm saying, to grow up in that era.
Yeah, I never forget, bro. I remember my sister was messing up, running away and stuff like that, not listening to my moms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this is my pop's discipline, right? Yeah. My pops took the book on fatherhood, right? Looked at it and threw the shit in the ocean. So he told my sister, he was like, listen, I don't know nothing about this fatherhood stuff, but I'm gonna treat you like I'm gonna treat you like how they treat us in the streets. So you my child, you are a pack. You are a pack of drugs, right?
So I can't lose you.
You know what I'm saying? And he like, yo, I'm giving you a pack. I'm giving you a pack. So every time you don't do the right thing, it's like you lost a pack of drugs. You lost a pack of drugs.
Oh, man.
And I'm going to deal with you how a dude in the streets would deal with somebody that lost. I'm like, what? I was sitting there, the older brother listening, like, what type of street justice?
What in the hell? It's hard, bro. When that's the old life you know, you can't. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's hard to even justify.
My sister, like, you can't just give me a beating? Like a regular parent?
Yeah, like, what? So you ain't just gonna whip my ass?
She's like, I watched The Wire, Daddy.
That shit funny, man. It's, you know, it's bugged out. It was bugged out back in the days.
Yeah, they was talking about the crack era at the family reunion.
That shit.
It was like everybody was on it.
Everybody. I feel like if you survived the 80s and you wasn't on crack, I feel like now you should be compensated. Like, you know how they was paying. They know how they'd be like, were you around 9/11? Were you working around 9/11? Blah, blah, blah. Is your lungs messed up? You want to get some money? They'd be like, yo, man, did you not smoke crack in the 80s? You survived that shit? You need some bread because you went through some shit.
Yo, it's this cute lady, but she on this shit, right?
She on drugs? Oh, man.
She been sleeping in the hallway for the last 5 years, bro. Oh,
man. He called her cute?
Yeah.
She was a
prom fiend. Prom fiend.
She was a prom fiend. She been from prom queen to prom fiend.
Yeah, but the longevity of crack, like everybody else on crack is stronger, bro.
Facts. And they ain't died. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas was outside.
Outside. Like, there was the cure.
Yeah. They were like, what?
They had everybody scared, though. They were like, oh, man, I come. That was the first thing. First, it was, oh, man. If I'm fat, I'm gonna die. Then it was like, oh man, if a crackhead touched me, it's over.
It's over. So what the fuck?
But then to come to find out these niggas was the cure, like these I am legend.
Yeah, they said, what? Hey, COVID? Man, I'm on crack. Fuck you talking about? Vaccinated. Said, nah.
I mean, cracking it.
Yeah, cracking it. It's the only shot I do is dope.
The jab.
Yeah, like, what you talking about? And them niggas survived. I think all the crackheads are still around. I seen this one former crackhead from the hood. She got a job now.
What?
Yeah, that shit
was lit. Yeah, I love to see that, bro. When people, I call it the Robert Downey Jr. When people just do that 180 and turn their life around.
So the Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah.
Nobody ever fucking with him before Iron Man?
Nah, he was the man, but he was fucking spiraling out of control.
He was wilding.
Yeah, mad drugs and all that. Like, always getting locked up.
That ass?
Yeah.
Before Iron Man?
Yeah.
I just remember, I don't even remember him before Iron Man, but the one movie, the Tropical Thunder movie. You ever seen that shit?
When he played Blackface?
Yeah, that's the only movie where Blackface is allowed, bro. I don't know what
it is. I never even saw that movie, but I heard it was hilarious. Bro,
that's the only movie where it's like everybody agrees, like, yo, that shit was not racist. It was just the funny. It was like, yo, why was he playing a brother when they clearly had somebody else black in the movie? And he played the hell out of that role. It's just this one line. Right, the shit. The only time I think of the movie, I just think of this one line where they were saying something, and he goes, because there's another black person in the movie.
Yeah, Brandon T.
Yeah, him. So, them two next to each other, and the dude, somebody said something to Robert, and he was like, something like he like, what you mean, you people? Right.
Yeah.
And so the black Brandon looks at him. And he's like, "What you mean, you people?" And he's like, "Well, like this shit is so funny because it's like, yo, bro, you not black. So what the hell do you mean?
So he know he not black in the movie?
Yeah, like in the movie. The movie is about a movie.
Oh,
that's why this shit is funny too. They shooting. Adam Sandler is shooting a movie." In the jungle, like a old army movie, but they dumbasses don't know it's a real fight going on, so nobody knows they shooting a movie. They think they about to get in. They in like Vietnam. The niggas in Vietnam don't know they shooting a movie. They thinking, oh, y'all really about to set shit off, so we about to fuck y'all up. So it's a whole movie. It's like, yo, bro, this is a movie. It's like, nah, this shit blowing up. There's people getting shot in a movie. This shit real. This shit is crazy, though. You gotta watch it, bro. It's crazy. Tropic Thunder. Oh, man. That shit just reminds me, man. Like, yo, what you mean, you people? It's like, what you mean, you people? And then, next thing you know, he's Iron Man. So, oh, all right. I guess we could love him. But I feel you, though. So I gotta do a 180. Like Robert Downey.
I'm gonna end the podcast right here.
Yeah, man. Cause you know we could talk forever.
Ever. I ain't got it in me tonight.
So nah, man.